This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and, of course,
the fabulous.
When you have a dog that is...
I was getting ready to introduce you.
Oh, you are? Okay, go ahead.
The fabulous,
fabulous.
The lovely,
yes.
The talented,
yeah.
Dudley Stephan.
Yes, here I am, along with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, Jennifer Horn in Los Angeles, here at your service, and on your side... The television report coming up later on in this hour. A lot of people are talking about the inmate who died 2 hours after the start of the execution. Same old, same old. Why do we still have executions?
And
why
I'll quote his,
don't we stop?
The what was it? He killed his wife,
yeah.
And her father.
Yeah, right. That'll do it.
And
yeah.
The sister said... Why do we care what he went through?
Right.
Nobody's remembering what my father and my sister went through.
But why? Yeah, that's part of it. But there are people who want to make a deal out of this.
But this will overshadow, and that's the thing.
Right.
When there's botched attempts like that, this is going to overshadow the reason that we have this.
Yep.
Do you think it's actually, I mean, this could be a plot. Maybe somebody out there wants to eliminate the death penalty so they're not making these lethal injections right.
You think one person wants to do that? Wow. There is a whole raft of opposition to this here and around the rest of the world. It just is, for me, it's practical. It costs so much money to house these people and to go through
these
appeals.
The thing is, the money that we spend to actually put them away is like 10 times what it costs just to keep them in jail,
right.
Which is ridiculous.
So ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and the thing is, and I've told you guys this before, the death penalty is a rough one for me because any time you play God, it's rough. These people choose to play God, which is why they end up there. But... I had a friend whose grandparents were killed by the Night Stalker, Richard Ramirez, and for her, it was a way to watch him. She would be, I mean, obviously he died in prison, but for her to be part of watching him take his last breath, she said, would provide her with the closure that she needed to move on. So, until you're a victim, until you're one of these families.
Yeah.
My wife is a victim. Her father and her brother were murdered.
Yeah.
And I don't know how she does it and how she did it, but she made peace with it. And she just said, I can't carry that weight. It's just not worth it.
It's huge.
And, yeah.
It could take your whole life.
I mean,
you know, they murder one person and they take the lives of 10.
Right. Exactly.
So. All right. Update on a big story from yesterday. Many of you remember that the latest food scandal in China was focused on Burger King and McDonald's. Well, it turns out Starbucks, who would have thought Starbucks would be involved in this Chinese food scandal, but it is. McDonald's Corporation and the KFC parent company Yum Brands apologizing to customers in China after it surfaced that one of the food companies they use locally that is owned by a U.S. company was using chicken whose date had expired. Now, what does that mean, the date? It's supposed to not be any good on this magic date. I always find that interesting. We have to do that with the raw milk that we sell at the store.
So wait a minute. They can put lead in our kids' toys, but we're not allowed to give them day-old chicken?
Apparently. No, it's day beyond certification.
Day beyond old chicken.
Right. Yeah, right. And so now the folks at Starbucks, apparently they're serving chicken sandwiches at Starbucks. Is that true?
They serve lunch items, yeah.
Do they really? Okay, well, one of the items, and this sort of speaks to what I said yesterday when we were talking about the Listeria recall of some fruit that had been packed by this company in California. And I noted that it was being sold by Costco and Trader Joe's, two stores that are not necessarily in the same category, but yet if you go investigate, you find more and more of the same sources being used by these various companies up and down the line. Same holds true here. Starbucks would not be considered necessarily the same sort of vendor as Burger King and McDonald's, but yet they get chicken from the same place. So what does that tell you about their real interest in serving in an upscale? What it does is show you how good advertising is.
Well,
I'm not
going to
bite myself in the foot here. I'm an advertising guy. That's what I make my living, selling products to you. That's how this program exists. As my daughter aptly puts it, I'm filler between commercials. So in doing that, I'm going to tell you that oftentimes a company like Starbucks creates an image because they have good advertising. Their coffee's nothing special, and the food they serve apparently is nothing special, but it's the ambiance. You go in, you order, you stand in line.
And I don't know about you, but the food that I eat at Starbucks makes me feel better.
Really? Because it's Starbucks.
It's probably the marketing, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, right. So the food safety
concerns. The upscale marketing makes you feel like it's healthier.
Right.
Yeah, right. And so is that my fault?
Yes.
I guess maybe. I've done a better job at selling this stuff. Okay, so let me try my hand at selling you BuzzBox coffee. A lot of us are talking about Starbucks. A lot of people who have been drinking Starbucks coffee for years, Dunkin' Donuts coffee for years, or the same old, wherever you go, you'll be interested as this portion of the program brought to you by Starbucks, good Doug, by BuzzBox coffee. There's some kind of a Freudian in there. Why are you drinking stale coffee? Coffee that you don't really like? Did you know the roasted coffee bean is extremely perishable? Once the roasting process is completed, the clock starts ticking. If you thought that dog years went by quickly, the roasted coffee bean ages 1 year every 4 hours. Think about that. Proper packaging can slow the aging process, but coffee is at its optimal freshness during the two-week period after it's been roasted. While the majority of coffee companies hide behind expiration dates, BuzzBox Coffee proudly comes with a roasted-on date right on the package. This may seem not very significant to you, but it speaks to BuzzBox Coffee being such a high-quality product. Check out the coffee you buy and see if you can even find an expiration date on the bag. Oftentimes, it's some arbitrary date in the future. As far as an entire year after that coffee has been roasted, my God, can you imagine? Now, you have a choice. Why not enjoy the best of the best coffee? USDA certified organic coffee, shade grown coffee, top Arabica grade coffee. Why is it so hard for me to pronounce that? Arabica?
Arabica.
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 All right, it's a top.
It's a funny word.
It is.
And you're not really a coffee drinker.
That's
so
true.
You know.
All right, anyway. So if you want to support yourself in your quest for really good coffee, go to the BuzzBox box at DougStephan.com, right-hand side of most every page.
Now, that's hard
on
to
the
say.
Website. What?
BuzzBox box.
BuzzBox box.
It's actually fun. That's right.
Right, exactly. BuzzBox box at DougStephan.com. BuzzBox coffee, roasted, packaged, shipped, and on your doorstep within 48 hours of you picking up the phone to call 866-456-7805. That's 866-456-7805, or simply go to DougStephan.com, click on the BuzzBox, order your first pound of coffee free, BuzzBox coffee, get on the action, and get on the good coffee.
It's Guitar Center's store-wide accessory sale. Every accessory you need for your guitar, keyboard, PA system, or drum set is 15% off our everyday unbeatable price. Deals on strings, sticks, drum heads, stands and cables, DJ accessories, recording software, and more. This weekend, you'll save an extra 15% off hundreds of essentials that musicians can't live without. Plus, on approved credit, when you use your Guitar Center gear card in-store, get additional savings on your entire purchase. Guitar Center's store-wide accessory sale, now through Sunday, in-store and at guitarcenter.com.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get a 12-pack of Staples number 2 pencils for 68 cents and rulers for a quarter and classic Crayola markers for 97 cents.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limits apply. See store staples.com for details.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restricted details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Thought for the day today, to be content with little is hard. To be content with much, impossible. That true with you? Think about that just a moment or two as you think about what it's like to go to the bathroom at work. How many of you... Good segue, huh?
Yeah.
If you work at the Water Saver Faucet Company... When you gotta go, you might not want to go. This is a company in Chicago which has installed a new system that monitors how many times people go to the bathroom. The reason I brought this up is because Richie, I saw this the other day. And Richie has, and Michael Fortier, who's a part of our program, frequently goes to the elimination room.
I could set my clock by Michael and his bathroom breaks.
But all right. He pretty much just number ones it, right?
No, he's all over the place, I think.
Really? Great.
Yeah, Michael, don't mind if we discuss your bathroom breaks, do you?
Because I think number two at work is really tough.
All right, so this company,
it's like only
through its HR department, started to monitor how much time their employees go to the bathroom. And if you go too often, you get penalized.
I'm entering Michael into this contest.
All right.
Well, you know why? Because some of these people are taking their phones in the bathroom just to escape work.
Yeah. Exactly.
Out.
Yeah. Yep, that's it.
Or they're taking a little nap.
So now
my
the local work, Teamsters Union
little time as possible.
Is suing this company that represents 80 workers at a plant, manufacturers, sink fixtures, that sort of thing. Employees who don't use extra breaks get $1 a day bonus. If you go to the bathroom, you get regular... If you go to the bathroom 10 times a day... And there are some people who do that. I think Michael's one of them.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And then there's a penalty to pay for that.
Michael might go 10 times an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, the union represented employees had to start swiping their badges to get into the washroom. The company went that far. So that means that they're monitoring, obviously with the swiping, what's going on. They also are monitoring how much toilet paper is being used in the stall and whether or not the johns are completely flushed. So one person at a time goes into the john, and then some inspector goes in after you to see if you have done what you're supposed to. Today they monitor when
you
wash
you like
your
that
hands.
Job.
Yeah, how do you get that job?
Yeah, right.
What's it say on your business card?
What?
Toilet sanitary monitor. Bathroom inspector.
And this, by the way, this company, the average rate
Juju
for
inspector.
Pay is $14 an hour. And so what they're doing is they're docking you for more trips to the bathroom, and if you don't clean up the bathroom, and that's what the union is suing them for, because they don't think, this is a story from the Chicago Trib last week, the excessive bathroom breaks... is tantamount to lost productivity, plus you're wasting the company's water when you flush the toilet. All of these things. Who would have thought...
Here's the question, though.
...that you'd get into this much minutiae? Yeah, what's the question?
You got a person who takes too many smoke breaks versus a person that takes too many
pee breaks.
I mean, how can I fault Michael for going to the bathroom every 15 minutes?
Right.
What are you
going to
do?
Yeah.
You know?
Gotta go,
he eats
go.
A stack of bananas here like a monkey, he's got to go.
Yeah. Right.
He drinks coffee like it's gone out of business.
And you can trust that Michael's not in there... texting people.
Right. He barely uses his... I don't even think he knows
how
to use his
cell phone. So if this doesn't happen at your workplace, be thankful, apparently. This is what the future holds.
The lesson here is don't hire monkeys that drink too much coffee.
There you go.
And
21 after the hour. Food for thought on Good Day.
Mm-hmm. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Mr. Presley on Good Day.
Let's get back to Southern Records, shall we?
Oh, baby, love me. Never said a word. Was it something I done or something that she heard? My baby left me.
Okay, so here's the story on Mr. Presley, his last Cadillac.
Oh, yeah.
Among 72 items being auctioned off at Graceland during the annual celebration known as Elvis Week. You know that Elvis died during the first week, was it August 8th or 9th or something?
Yeah, early August.
Yeah, August 8th.
Early August, yeah. Anyway, there's a Graceland auction August 14th. And the items being offered are all from third-party collectors. In other words, they've already been sold once, and now they're up for sale again. Among the items being auctioned are his signature on a library card, also a 1976 Cadillac Seville. I had one of those. It was yellow.
August 16th he died, I'm sorry.
August 16th, okay. Yeah. Anyway, so there's a Seville that Graceland says is the last one he purchased for his personal use. Also being auctioned, his copy of the original script for the first movie he was in, Love Me Tender. There's a 1969 Las Vegas show agreement that's being auctioned. 1975 Martin D28 guitar. I don't know anything about them.
Richie. Oh, yeah.
Are they a good guitar?
Yeah, no, Martin, very well-respected classical acoustic guitars.
They're also auctioning off a gemstone diamond and gold lion mask. There's a pendant that was worn by Presley when he met President Nixon at the White House. So all those items are being auctioned, I'm sure, the online auctions as well as being.
Figured I'd pull your favorite out.
Thank you very much. The Jordanaires, Miss Presley. Crack it up, Richie.
I don't want to be a tiger. It's time it's for me to run.
Oh,
I don't want to be a lion.
Yeah. Who doesn't like that?
My favorite part, love.
Love enough.
Oh,
you're
Imagine how much fun the Jordanaires had with this. All right. Another item of interest today at DougStephan.com. You know,
I say for the rest of the show, the whole morning, that Jennifer and I just stand behind you and go.
And then you can go,
Supermarket guru Phil Lempert and a special at DougStephan.com today breaks down the differences between cage-free eggs, natural eggs, and organic eggs.
Ooh, that
we are selling organic eggs at the Doug Stephan Farm, EastleyFarm.com. Organic eggs. Can't order them and can't ship them. But
happy eggs.
They're very nice eggs. Okay, so with that information, we ask you at DougStephan.com, the pithy question today is, how do you like your eggs? A, scrambled. B, over easy. C, fried. D, poached. E, hard boiled. F, other. G, I don't like eggs. That would be me. What would you say, Richie?
I would say either over medium or scrambled.
All right, Jen?
Or like hard boiled.
I like them hard.
I like them hard.
I like either scrambled eggs, poached eggs hard, or hard boiled eggs.
If I'm going to eat them, they got to be cooked.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want any of that.
People
yolk. And that's no yolk.
You wouldn't do a raw egg.
All right, yesterday's poll, how often do you have some kind of alcoholic beverage? 25% of you said
never.
Once in a while. 16% said almost every day. 12% said two or three times a week. Let's see here, 14% said rarely. I don't drink alcohol. 9% of you said that. 28 after on good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, hairballs. Who loves the word hairballs? Cats are notorious for ingesting hair while grooming themselves and then vomiting up those hairballs. What would happen if your cat couldn't bring up one of those hairballs? If your cat is elderly, long-haired, or chronically produces hairballs, it's important to increase grooming and to use approved veterinary hairball remedies. If hairballs are not ejected, they can irritate the stomach lining and obstruct the intestines as well. What I recommend is grooming your cat regularly, but especially with older cats. Older cats can't get into the same positions they did when they were younger. Neither can I. And the bottom line is they're not able to groom themselves the way they were. So if you have a cat at any age, it's a good idea to groom them on a regular basis, but specifically if you have a long-haired cat or an older cat that can't do it themselves. Make sure you get a brush or comb for the cat, and there are great items on the market now that can help prevent hairballs. But brushing your cat on a daily basis can make all the difference in the world for his health and your sanity. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Important medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription drugs. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy, including Zoloft, Depakote, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Celexa, or Effexor, and have a child born with a birth defect such as cleft lip, cleft palate, club foot, or other heart, lung, and cranial defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call 800-457-1584 now. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy and have a child born with a birth defect, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-457-1584. That's 800-457-1584. The call and consultation are free. 800-457-1584.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a pre-matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Here it is, GC.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Thursday, the 24th of July, Doug Steffen Good Day program on the air with a focus on what's going on in the world, what's going on in your life. Help yourself to 888-302-DOUG if you'd like to, or email to Rich or Ken or Doug or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. The essence of a lot of flying news today, but with everybody's focus on the plane that was shot down. Another Malaysian airliner gone last week. Then there's the story today, Jennifer, of a plane that was being operated over Africa that seems to have gone poof.
Yeah, Air Algérie is the airline name, but it was being operated on behalf of, Swift Air.
Other way around.
Right,
yeah.
Swift Air was being operated on behalf of Air Algérie, carrying 116 people from Burkina Faso to Algeria's capital, and it just disappeared from radar again. So there are search efforts going on right now. They lost track, about 9:17 p.m. on Wednesday. So there you go.
All right.
It's an MD-83 with 118 people on it.
Yep. Old MD. Well, those planes are the old MD-80s. But they were the DC-9, and then they became the MD-80, and they're still in use in America. American Airlines uses them. Delta uses them. There are a lot of them in the sky.
And just to correct myself, it left at 9:17 p.m. on Wednesday. It was supposed to arrive at 1:10 a.m. Eastern time today. It never made it. So,
17-year-old Harris Suleiman of Indiana was trying to circumnavigate the globe in a record 30 days. Teenage pilot by himself,
wow,
trying to set the world record. His plane crashed in the Pacific last night. 17 years old. Is that something that you as a parent?
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You're going to let your child go out in a plane to be the youngest person to circumnavigate the globe? I don't know much about the plane. Don't know much about him, actually. I remember vaguely seeing something about this. Somebody trying. There's always someone who's trying to break a record. And one wonders what is in it for, in this circumstance, this youngster. Okay, so if you're successful, swell, but if you're not, look at what happened.
And recovered his body, still searching for 58-year-old Babar Suleiman. I guess somebody was with him.
Yeah. Yeah. But he was the pilot. Mm-hmm. And Meredith has a brother whose son is a helicopter pilot and a licensed airplane pilot, and he's not old enough to drive.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, really. You get a license to fly a plane or to fly a helicopter, but you don't, you know, you're younger than a driver. I guess there's no rule or regulation as to how old you have to be in order to. This kid had been flying for 3 years. So that means he started with 14. What do you think about that?
Wow.
Flying an airplane. Should there be rules and regulations on this?
I think it's great to learn that. I mean, it's fabulous. I mean, it's a healthy hobby to have but do you let your kid go by themselves?
He was with his father, though.
Father.
Yeah, but to fly and do this whole I don't know. It's a tough one. But, hey, maybe they thought they were safe. They thought nothing would happen.
Well, of course they did. Obviously. That's why they did it.
Right. They're doing it to raise money for schools in Pakistan.
I don't understand the breaking record mentality. You know how there's some people that are just determined to get into the Guinness Book of World Records.
I want to be the best at something.
There's something we are teaching.
Even if it's the weirdest thing that you've ever heard of.
Eating marshmallows or pooping or something.
Yeah. All right, here is something, as long as we're in the air, story at DougStephan.com today. The search underway for a missing man in, I think it was Wisconsin, wasn't it? Yeah. And so they put out a search party, fellow had been missing, and an older man had dementia, just walked away from his home, 82 years old. Yep, it does. Fitchburg, Wisconsin is the place. So instead of continuing the search and rescue, somebody hired a drone, and the drone found the guy in 20 minutes. The story at DougStephan.com. New use for drones.
Can I ask you something?
Yes, you may.
Why don't we just put microchips in these people?
What, older
people? Like we do our dogs. If they run away, they get lost at the pound. They put the thing over them. They wand them. You put an RFID chip in them that has a sensor in. You open your iPhone. There's an app.
Mm-hmm.
I lost Papa. Turn it on. Beep, beep, beep. There he is. He's home safe and sound.
Daddy, daddy, daddy.
Let me tell you something.
Just solved a world
the
problem.
The day my mother starts wandering out, I mean, my mom is mentally 100% there, doing great, the whole healthy as well. But the day she starts wandering out of the house and not being able to find her way home, I'm putting a chip in her.
There you go, Richie.
Chipper.
I'm not going to lose my
Love
mama.
Yourself. All right. Weather in the news today. The weather, the World Weather Report suggests today that the world, has set another heat record, breaking the record that was set in May. And once again, these stories and related stories don't tell you anything other than as long as records have been kept. Well, records only go back to the 1880s.
Right.
So you don't know what happened there.
Just ask the dinosaurs what they felt about the weather.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Or I was watching Nova last night, the story about how reptiles developed, fish developed, and how the first beings started walking on land. It looked a lot like alligators, and they were pretty gross. I mean, most of the things that have occupied this planet in terms of how these things looked are pretty gross, pretty ugly, pretty scary. Some of those fish with jaws.
Think about what they think of you.
Yeah.
I'm actually pretty good looking.
Aww.
It wasn't sad.
Well, ask a fish what they think of you.
Yeah.
They might not have the same,
That's what I mean. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
So, with regard to the heat records, why is it? Is it my mind that's telling me this year we've had more of these crazy cucamongas that are leaving their dogs in the car, their children in the car? There's a story that floated around a couple of weeks ago that I don't think we talked about on the air about to go back to the guy that got lost, the 80-year-old guy that Richie thinks he should have had a chip put in him. There was a fellow that took his father out for a day trip, and the son stopped for a drink or something, left his father in the car, shut the car off, windows are up, the guy dies in the car. So now here's a group of shoppers in Texas who smashed out the window of a car to save two children who were trapped inside of it. Their mother was inside getting a haircut on a day when the temperature was pushing 100 degrees. What kind of person is so absent that they can do this? How are you so lost in yourself? And that's kind of, we all know people like this, who are so selfish, self-motivated, self-centered, whatever it is you want to call them, that they don't think of anybody but themselves. But in this circumstance, how do you live in a world where you have people in the car, and you get out of the car with somebody in the back seat, you close the car, and you lock it, and you put the windows up, and leave these beings in the car? Dogs, children,
anything.
Huh?
Anything.
Yeah. It's beyond comprehension. It is more than you can possibly imagine going on with these people. And what do you think is the reason for it? It's just food for thought, I think, under the circumstances. So, speaking of circumstances, a lot of people are concerned about all of the hoopla in the Middle East. Israel and Hamas at it again. So we're going to spend some time with a fellow who is an expert in this part of the world. Elliot Abrams will join us in just a matter of moments here on Good Day with a focus on Israel and the war with Hamas.
Lumber Liquidators just acquired truckloads of top-quality flooring from brands like Armstrong at unbelievably low prices. And now you get the deals at the incredible flooring buyout sale on now through July 29th. Get clearance flooring for just 29 cents a square foot. Solid three-quarter pre-finished gunstock oak is $189 with quick click for $159. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 18-month financing is available. But hurry, this sale ends Tuesday.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
When our fellow citizens suffer through hurricanes, tornadoes, and floods, we all want to help. That's why we have the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA. But today, nearly every weather calamity is considered a disaster worthy of federal aid. If we look through the lens of liberty, we should see FEMA as our catastrophe response agency, not a gigantic federal program to subsidize all Americans who live in high-risk areas. The weather affects everyone, yet we expect the government to decide which victims get federal help and which do not. That's too much temptation for politicians wanting to appear sympathetic. If I choose to live in a floodplain or on the seashore and suffer the predictable consequences, should your tax dollars really have to pay for my choices, or is that my responsibility?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program is 16 before the hour. Jennifer and Richie and I have Elliot Abrams, who is a senior fellow for the Middle Eastern Studies Department of the Council on Foreign Relations in Washington. The situation with Egypt trying to broker a peace deal, not being very successful. Is that because the government of Egypt isn't the old standby, Elliot? Is that part of the problem here?
It is from the point of view of Hamas. That is, this new government, President Sisi, formerly General Sisi, is very hostile to the Muslim Brotherhood. Hamas is part of the Muslim Brotherhood. So Hamas sees them not so much as a broker, but as an enemy, kind of the way they see us.
So, under the circumstances, what do we need to know about this ongoing battle? Is it showing signs of dissipating? I noticed that Mayor Bloomberg went over there, first private plane to land in the Tel Aviv airport, the Ben-Gurion airport, after flights, 700 flights were canceled the day before. There's a lot of support coming from around the world for the Israelis. And, of course, there is support for Hamas and the Palestinians. So where does this thing go? What's the next step here?
Well, my view is that there'll be a ceasefire. 3-4 more days, I guess. The Israelis want that time to blow up more of these tunnels. These are
They're finding hundreds of people in these tunnels, aren't they? Terrorists in the tunnels?
Yeah, and what they're finding is these are not smuggling tunnels. Hamas had smuggling tunnels from Gaza into Egypt, but this is not for smuggling. These tunnels are just for attacking and kidnapping. Mm-hmm. So the Israelis really want the time to blow these up. Hamas wants doesn't want this to end with a ceasefire. Wants it to end with various benefits for Gaza, new economic investment, and so forth. My guess is that 3-4 more days, there will be a deal in which there's a ceasefire. There's an agreement about opening the passages to Gaza and lots of aid for Gaza, and it's never implemented. That's my guess.
What do you say? Never implemented by the people who promise, who sign law. Like America has offered $57 million out of the USAID slush fund to help the people in Gaza that have been, their homes have been destroyed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, so to help them reestablish homes. Is that the kind of stuff you're talking about? We promise and then don't deliver?
Well, mostly I'm talking about opening these passages, because it'll be too hard to set up, you know, customs and immigration and inspections and so forth. No, I mean, our money will be given. I'm not so keen on that either, frankly, because $15 million of it goes through UNRWA, the UN agency that deals with the Palestinians. Yesterday we just found another school, another UN school that was based for rockets. So obviously they can't be trusted. I don't know why we're putting money through them.
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me either. All right, Elliot, thank you. Elliot Abrams with a quick update on what's going on in the Middle East. He worked and supervised U.S. policy in the Middle East for the Bush administration. 13 before the hour, Jennifer checks television news next here on Good Day.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking super exciting.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime.
Wow! I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
There was 56 channels and nothing on.
Okay, let's get to the latest. I was noticing that television is changing so much. I don't know, it was me noticing. I didn't wake up today and think, wow, look at all the people that are watching Game of Thrones or The Walking Dead or House of Cards or all these things that are being delivered on non-network, in non-network ways, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
And biggest, the Game of Thrones, which is a horrible show. My God, so violent.
People love it, though.
And I knew, why is it? Well, it's a whole different philosophy.
Sure, yeah.
Anyway, so they're up for lots of awards. The Comic-Con reality is something else. And these shows and a lot of
starts
the other
this
shows.
This week, yep.
Yeah, it's 24. It is big.
It's a big thing. And what they have are these panel discussions. So it's a regular convention where you can walk the floor and people sell things. But they also have these little panels where 24 will be out there. Like the whole cast of 24, Once Upon a Time will be out there. All of the big shows that have a lot of cult following will be out there. And they'll talk about what happened in the last season, what's going to happen in the next season, if there's a future for the show. So it's kind of it's a fun time for TV lovers to hear without having to deal with all the hoopla, what really is going on behind the scenes,
mm-hmm.
programming that you like.
And
it's interesting also that TV has become such a viable thing. It used to be that it was like second-class citizens to movies,
right.
But now movie stars are coming to TV in droves. Jessica Biel is the latest.
They want the regular hours and paycheck.
Exactly. She's coming now to Fox's New Girl. She's guest starring as the hottest scientist in the world. That's according to E! News.
Mm-hmm.
She last appeared on TV in Seventh Heaven, which is where her career got started. But that was years ago, so she's going to play an obstacle in Jess's mission to get lucky at a wedding.
That's a funny show.
It is. It's a very cute show. The new season starts September 16th. Also headed for TV, Portia de Rossi, Mrs. Ellen. Mm-hmm. She's booked a multi-episode arc on Scandal's fourth season. That's according to TV Guide. And
That's a good show.
Yeah, it's a great show. People love it. It comes back September 25th.
What's the show?
Scandal.
Scandal.
Oh, Scandal.
Yeah, people
That's
love
very
that
good show.
Show. Even the president
and
watches.
CBS
confirms that Stephen Colbert, when he takes over for David Letterman, will stay in New York. So L.A. still without a major show.
So not excited for that.
cares. Nobody cares. 51, well, maybe Stephen Colbert cares. 51 after on Good Day.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030.
1-800-324-3030. Access to information and advice. The Doug Steffen Good Day program now proudly presenting Thomas Q. Kreitler, who is the author of My Home, My Money Pit, My Country, My Flag, My Father, My Mother, My Everything. If you want a guide to every home improvement adventure that's possible, I want to check out The Money Pit, which is a nationally syndicated weekend program around the country. Tom has established himself as the ooh-la-la of home improvement specialists. Whenever anybody asks a question of Tom before he answers it, he goes, ooh-la-la.
I have to add that to my business card.
Yes, ooh-la-la. Mr. ooh-la-la. Okay, let's see here. Richie, we need a minute or are we all set?
Nah, keep it for time.
Okay. Kevin in New York writes to Mr. Kreitler, my home was built in 1969, and the upstairs lights sometimes flicker when they are first turned on. Stops after a couple of seconds, but I'm concerned, should I be?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you should.
The reason the lights are flickering is because there is a loose connection, a deteriorated connection, an overheated connection. And here's the other thing in that question, Doug, and that is he mentions that his home was built in 1969. Do you know that between 1965 and 1972 or 73, millions of homes were built with aluminum branch circuit wiring, and that's bad stuff.
Yeah.
Because the aluminum wiring that we use for big circuits like air conditioners and dryers is fine, but the branch circuit, the 15 and 20 amp circuits, it loosens up, it overheats, it oxidizes, and it causes fires. So you need to get to the bottom of that, Kevin. It's usually not a light. It's probably in the circuit, and it's got to be fixed.
Yep. Fix it now or pay later.
Zach.
Jack, who's in Mississippi, writes, I recently redid my kitchen, got a new stove. Now I seem to have more of a greasy film and everything after I cook. Huh. Is this a ventilation problemo?
It may very well be a ventilation problem. You know, the vent fans that, especially the ones that are built into newer stoves today, don't seem to work all that well. Right. And if you've got a recirculating vent fan, you've really got a bigger problem because all they really do is take the debris out of the air, the smoke, and some of the grease, but they redeposit the rest back on. The best kind of ventilation system today is one that vents out, and not even the standard fans, the inexpensive fans that they sell in the home centers and hardware stores. Those more keep the cabinets from overheating, you know, because they are sort of a fire, a layer of fire protection between the stove and the wood cabinet above. You really need to upgrade that to one that has a more powerful fan pulling out more cubic feet per minute.
All right. We're looking at some new stoves here. I have a new regime in charge here. So new stove, new washer, new dryer, all that
all
stuff.
Right. Yeah.
And it's an education to go to the appliance store and look and see what's there. I haven't bought it. I don't buy on my own. I haven't bought a new appliance. My dryer in this house was the original dryer that was put in here 1979.
Sure, that's fairly efficient.
Well, you know what's interesting about washer and dryer purchases, Doug, is that what you want to do is concentrate on a high-efficiency washer. The dryers are really just as efficient as they always have been.
Yeah,
the difference is
riffy.
That
yeah.
with the high-efficiency washers, they take so much moisture out of the clothes that the dryers run less, and that's how you get the efficiency out of the dryer.
See, Richie? See?
Meanwhile, you have an 80-year-old refrigerator that you pay about $100 a month for.
Yeah, that refrigerator is gone.
Oh, okay.
Another one right
along with all the 50-year-old food in it.
Here is Mr. Burke who suggests, here's his statement. My attic has a pine board floor and minimal insulation. I would like to add more insulation, but I'm not sure of my options. Would I have to remove the old insulation and rip up the floor? How does he?
I mean, not necessarily
blown in, right?
Well, yes and no. Here's the thing: if you want to use some of that pine board floor for storage, I would sort of mark that off, reserve that, and then you could add unfaced fiberglass bats on top of that floor and the rest of the area, thereby neglecting the task of having to actually remove that floor. It'd be a shame to remove it. You could add insulation on top of it. Just leave an area cut out in the middle for the storage because you don't want to compress the insulation. If you squish it, it doesn't work.
So I'm finding, as again, the new regime is here, going through a lot of things, old paper and boxes and stuff, and I never even thought about how bugs get into paper.
Yes,
there's some boxes that have been up in the attic for years, and they're just, it's creepy.
What's you get silverfish,
stuff
like that.
What do they do? What are those things?
Silverfish.
Where they come from? Yeah, what do they do? Where
they eat the paper, you know. I mean,
they don't do a lot of harm, do they?
They don't really, no, they don't really, they just kind of gross you out.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, but still, I have a lady who's easily grossed out by that.
Exactly.
So everything's getting chucked. Bring the dumpster in. Get rid of all that stuff.
Hi, Tom's theme song. I found it.
Ooh la la! Tom Kreitler, co-host of the nationally syndicated Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, along with Leslie Segretti. Check it out. You can check out their website, moneypit.com. Call them anytime, day or night, for the question. They'll answer it on the show, 888-MONEY-PIT, 59 after on.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.